From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. Well, China is threatening to retaliate against the U.S. over trade sanctions in a trade investigation, and that has U.S. agriculture on edge. While China is upset with U.S. sanctions against Chinese firms buying coal and other minerals from North Korea, and with a pending U.S. probe of China's intellectual property practices, Beijing says the probes poured cold water in improving trade relations, and it will take all means necessary to defend the interests of Chinese enterprises. National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Kent Bacchus.
There's a lot of these external factors that could jeopardize our potential access into China. But, quite frankly, we're focused on the U.S. beef industry right now, what we can do to really seize that market. But it doesn't mean that we're not paying attention to everything else that's going on.
While the U.S. pork industry, with a huge market in China, is also paying attention, but trade experts, including Bacchus, think a trade war is unlikely, since both sides would suffer big economic damage.
The U.S. economy and the Chinese economy, our futures are intertwined. We need each other. We're each other's biggest markets for both exports and imports as well. We have people in both countries who benefit from trade.
While the U.S. runs a $310 billion trade deficit with China, U.S. exports there are growing. The market's huge, with some 1.4 billion people, and China has a growing middle class that can afford U.S. commodities like beef and pork. While the U.S., Canada, and Mexico signed a non-disclosure agreement before negotiations of the North America Free Trade Agreement got underway, officials from Mexico last week confirmed the non-disclosure agreements to Reuters, which reports that the first round of talks this month concluded with signs of deep division on key issues. Now, per the non-disclosure agreements, each government is barred from distributing texts, emails, proposals, and presentations gathered from the other countries. However, information may be distributed between internal government offices and marked with confidential. The agreement, which the three nations call standard in trade negotiations, expires 4 years after negotiations conclude. Further negotiations on revamping NAFTA are due to start in Mexico City September 1st. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, Hurricane Harvey. That's next.